It's Midnight Caller with Rory Smith. I'm Neil Atkinson, and we're going to talk about classics. Classics are interesting. I've sort of been a bit damning of Liverpool's season off and had a Amelia line about classics, that Liverpool in the first half of the season were involved in too many classics, league classics. And if Liverpool don't win the league, it'll be because of classics that they fail to do so. But what's interesting is that in the very elite level of European football, the very place where historically, you know, we look back and classics ceased to occur for a long period of time, at the very highest level of elite football. But I would say for the last 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7 years, things like AC Milan 4-1 ahead from the first leg, Deportivo La Coruña turn it into a 4-0 in the second leg, that was the exception. That was a rarity. That stuff did not happen in Champions League football. And now it happens really quite a lot. Rory, you know, Liverpool go to Villarreal. I think this is coming out tomorrow. We're recording this on Monday evening. It's possible Liverpool will find themselves embroiled in a classic. If they do, it'll be a game that at the very least will have gone to extra time. If not, Liverpool will have gone out. Classics are not normally what the very best sides want. They don't want to be anywhere near them. And yet, they are involved in so many of them in the Champions League.
Yeah, that Deportivo one's a really good shout, because that was, I reckon, the outstanding Champions League game other than Istanbul for about 10 years. I don't think there was a game like that around that time that was, you know, that had that many goals involved, that involved that much of a swing, that was that kind of frantic. It felt like a massive outlier. It was one of those results that you kind of looked at and thought, hang on, what's happened there? That's not normal. Whereas now, and everyone will know the games that we're talking about, you can basically wheel through 3 or 4 a season. I wrote about, this is me using you a little bit, Neil. I'm doing my due diligence on a column I wrote. It has already been published to subscribers only, so it's a safe space. But I was trying to work out why it is that there has been this sort of massive shift in the landscape of the Champions League, and particularly the knockouts, where I think we've had 26 games in the knockouts so far this year. Does that sound right?
Yep.
That sounds about right. And I reckon by a conservative estimate, you can say that 7 of them have been absolute crackers. And they've been crackers in different ways. So obviously, you know, City at Atletico in the second leg was not a feast of free-flowing football, but it was incredibly absorbing and incredibly kind of balanced and tight